Mehmet, my hawk, Yaşar Kemal. They set off along the road together. Mehmet's eyes were constantly on his new sandals. Sometimes he walked fast. Sometimes he stopped and examined his feet carefully. Sometimes he stopped and stroked the down on the sandals. Süleyman fully shared Mehmet's joy.
It looks as if you like them, Mehmet.
They fit me well. I love such sandals, Mehmet replied.
If you'd gone to that village, said Süleyman, no one there would have made such sandals for you.
Don't they wear sandals in that village?
Asked Mehmet, half serious, half teasing. It wasn't quite clear whether Süleyman had understood the teasing or not.
Well, they wear shoes, not sandals.
I see.
Walking steadily, they left the village. All of a sudden, Mehmet brightened up. The fields stretched away to the foot of the other mountain. There were no thistles, but still, the fields were not much good, full of stones. Mehmet stopped a moment and asked,
Where are we going, Uncle Süleyman?
Just for a walk.
Mehmet asked no more questions as they went ahead together. His new sandals became caked with mud, which he cursed under his breath. The village lay far behind, out of sight, except for one or two twists of smoke.
Listen to me, Mehmet, said Süleyman. This is where you will pasture the goats. You can go as far as the other side there, but don't cross the ridge of that red hill. Your village lies on the other side, and they'll catch you and take you away if they see you.